Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Everybody listen carefully because this is an important show. It's a show about all things good, bad, and big. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. This is Talk Dude. And co-hosting with me tonight is Organic OK.
Hello, everybody. This is comedian Organic OK.
All right, okay. What's the talk about? Okay. Well, give me a topic. Come on, let's not want to ramble about tonight's show.
I got a topic. The topic is we must be committed to finding ourselves when we can't find others. So we can reflect that life, so they can actually see us in the dark, is covering up the daytime in a spirit.
Hey, now that's a topic. Okay. Now, let me say something. Being who I am, I've often spent much of my life trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Find out what was with me. Because that meant it wouldn't matter how bad the rest of the world is. It doesn't matter how hard it is. You know who you are. You have some kind of steady ground. You have a steady something or other. That's the thing. Is it organic?
What to do? That's the question.
What to do on tonight's show? I want to encourage everybody to call in, get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. It is something. It's more than something. Something needs to be dealt with now, today, like last week. First step is to ask yourself, what do you want? What do you need right here?
Organic, what do you think basically people need right now at this state? What do you think?
Oh, boy. I knew it.
All right, let me just start with about 28 minutes. What you need is to take a moment for yourself. Smile. Find it all going. Find that divine, bright light. Find yourself. Find yourself. Now, me personally, Nate, what I get a moment to do is first I take a moment to look in the mirror. I take a moment to look at my own reflection. No, but it's true. I don't like what I see. We all think it could be better. It could look better. It could be better. It should be better. But how do we make that? How do we take that first step towards, I don't know, you want to call it greatness? Mate, I'm disabled. We've all got our flaws. I've got more than my fair share. So, what to do? Well, what do you do? Spend every moment basically trying to take your best shot somehow. Figure out what that shot is and where to take it. I was too comfortable sitting back and doing nothing. Being just, I don't know, not enough. I gotta stop being so comfortable. There's always gonna be problems. Something needs to be done in this world. Something needs to be extracted. 25 minutes here left on the program. It's 9:05 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please call in. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709.
That's 1-515-605-9709. Now ask yourself, what do you need? What is with that refreshing what have you? How to make your life all the better? I find myself often without means. Without hope, it often feels like I'm lacking in hope. The hope is lacking. I find myself just wishing that basically reach out and take somebody else by the hand, and we all need to be helping each other. Everybody's suspicious of everybody. There's no more trust. I learned that hard way. Just as bad deeds are punished, sometimes so are good ones. I did charity. I did some help. And I got attacked and harassed for it. Sometimes a good Samaritan is just an easy target. What do you do? We've got to look out for ourselves. Sometimes your loss is somebody else's gain. There is a great many things in this world. Is there all the time in the world to engage all of them? Often we're just at a loss, a big loss. We don't know what to do. We don't know when.
Stop talking depressed. Come on now, man. This don't sound depressing.
I'm sorry. Listen.
Come on now, man. Come on, we got to lift this stuff up, man. Come on now. This is depressing talk.
I'm sorry. Let me just, please don't repeat that. I got that message the first time. Okay. Tell yourself. How do you basically do good deeds without the fear of repercussion? Okay, none of that. Tell me. How does a handicapped person really flourish? Well, I just one thing is basically calling in and getting involved with this. A lot of handy people out there, tell me your story. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Certain things can be toxic. Life can be. I think the key is, look around in this corona, stay connected to people on social media. Find yourself. Find a reason to smile. Those who feel like they've lost their reason to love, don't. There is hope. That's what we're here for. I remember basically back during my youth, in my earliest days, there was a summer program. We used to get a free lunch every day. The food was terrible. Hey, you got what you paid for. They went on the privilege of stuffing their face however they want, like the kids at school time, and then going outside and playing. I remember after it's over, we played weird games. This is before the internet had everything on them. Back when people didn't tech, had to go out there and talk to somebody. It was a very hard time. I remember starting a competitive game and a few with these other kids. It got heated. And at one point, the guy who was supposed to be my friend got mad at me and said, I'm done. I'm going. You go do whatever you want. I remember when I came back to this playground years later, I basically came across a kid I went to kindergarten with. I think he was even in my first grade class, too.
Hang on a second. That's been a long time. I didn't recognize me. But I recognized him. It was weird. It was weird. I was climbing the boat. I was basically doing all the fuck and what have you. And before I knew it, a plastic bottle had landed near me. I looked up to see that he had thrown it. I was saying, is he just like, or does he want things getting nasty? I always wondered, why are kids always so nasty to each other? I asked him what he did. He pushed me, laughed, and ran away. I chased after him, and I beat him up. Then he got really bad. I remember wondering, why was there always some bad experience with kids involved? I'm just too much of a target, but maybe I was too thin. That's a real problem. I developed some thick skin. So you're not so offended. Organic, what do you think?
Well, what you're talking about, in so many ways, a lot of people become complacent with the actual predator world, right? But they never tell you about how so many people that didn't ever want to be this, and they became addicted to how people behavior affects their desires. Well, in a so many times, people start taking the roles that never really make them happy, and it starts changing people's lives by the evil things that they actually start doing to people. And so many people don't figure out what they're doing to others until it's too late sometimes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Can you everybody out there, think for a moment on how you actually experience some of the tragedies that you have been introduced to, and how those people want the entertainment, your master of helping out, you do. They want you to live in that because that's what their desires are. Can you hear me talk, dude?
Hey, let me get much. How do we erase these lines of prejudice, of fear and sex? Even kids can be prejudiced, where they attack and wail on each other. They look for weakness and for difference, and they attack. It's almost inherent.
It is.
Why does it exist?
A lot of it is inherited because do it to get ahead of hurt. It's like, okay, I'm doing this. I want to be. Oh, okay. I'm gonna get ahead of this. I'm gonna start this part and coming to people and bullying them and saying rude things. You find some people that bullying, they get bullied at home. You know, they got all these siblings and things. There's a lot of components to that. You know, it's a lot of devastation that, you know, it's, you know, presenting people in a way that this is what you need to do. People are not fair. That's what they're telling people. That's what they're telling people. And that's not all true. And once you understand those things, you know it's a lot of propaganda and people's bias, you know? But you listen to this. You know, everybody, he forgot this is part of the show that we must bring up again.
No, man.
Huh?
It's supposed to be a dynamic. It's my show. It's supposed to be your show. I'm co-host. We talk. All right. The thing is, when you're a kid, just know something. Your closest personal friends can let you in. One day they're going to punk you. They will. Just because they felt like it. I guess the key is to forget about it and don't get away with it.
It is all that's going to be about.
What is that staticky sound?
Yeah. Out and about. You know? That's for the most part. Everybody, this part is listening to it.
Sometimes I wonder why I was so quick to escape childhood. I was such a tortured soul. Why are things as an adult even worse? There's always problems everywhere you go, but there will be. It's life.
You think your life is bad, and you realize it's as bad as it could be. That's one of the things I can say. It's not bad as it could be. Once you realize more sensitivity to your desires, then you're going to really not be able to gravitate to what you really need to have. Once you go to what you need to have, you're really going to see this path of your journey change a lot. Once you see the path of your journey change a lot, because how you present the opposition to have closure and have peace, you're going to see, oh, it's not as bad as I pinned out to be. I got a lot of things going on for myself that I'm just, in a sense, compromising my opportunities that I truly have. If you spend your time speaking on negativity and things that are not helping you and making you become the person you truly desire to be, and you just talk about things that's not really what you want to do, what's going to happen? You're going to see negativity just always consume you. Make sense? You want negativity to consume you? Once you have negativity consume you, and you never have no peace.
Yeah, you're right. That is a problem. I try to be a little bit more upbeat. Too many handicaps, too many little foibles, too many nagging little ailments here and there. Only I could remove them. But the question is how? How? 18 minutes after the hour here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please call and get involved with us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. Okay, what else?
What else? Hey, this is a beautiful part we're talking about. Listen, man. We talk about this all the time, and it's consistent.
Yeah. What to do? Well, I'll be the first one to say this. There are basically things out there. There are ways. There are alternate methods, means, and what have you. There was a way to do something. Well, viewers, I guess, listeners, what I'm just going to have to do, I guess, is to be a little bit more assertive. More assertive in your life. Rather. It's got to be a middle ground. Be a way to achieve what is. Me? I don't know. I just find myself without means a lot of the time. I like to basically think that there's light at the end of that rainbow. There is. It's meant to be. There is a hope. There is a way. There's a light there. There can be. And there should be. We all need to be connected somehow in some way. Social media is going to be helping us out a lot. What to do? Well, I'd like to think that basically with this show, we're taking the first steps. People, reach out to one another. Reach out. Speak out. Reach out for that greater good. It's going to happen. It's there and it's real. What to do? What is the answer? Me? I see some bad earmarks and scuffs, messed up things. I'd overcome them every day. Sometimes I think I'm a long way away from that. I don't know what to do. I really don't. No. I'm being too busy. The thing is, we all need to get along. We all need to basically find a way to... It sounds like the other shows. Talk about something just a little bit different. I try to tell myself every single day I'm not handicapped. I try to act as if I'm not. I try to push 10 times harder. Overcompensation. There is a real thing. I don't know. There's excitement. There's hope. I don't know. I feel good. I do. Find a way to groove, to vibe. Find a way to jive. Find a way to basically bring in that love, be that sort of something or other that just is. Find a way to do that. It can be done. Your life to be better, you can make it better. There are ways. There are ways to reach for it. I don't know. Something is. I don't know. Organic, tell me. What do you think every handicapped person on the planet could use right now? Oh, boy, we lost Organic. Okay, let me tell you what I think they could use.
I hear everything you're saying. One of the things you got...
I think one of the things that basically handicapped people could use themselves is a little bit of motivation.
Every person don't see themselves being handicapped, for one. You know, it's different types of disabilities that some people experience that they kind of get with other people's viewpoints, not even necessarily their viewpoints, right? So if you think about it this way, every handicapped person don't necessarily have this handicap phobia, but society's handicap phobia owns them. You have to really look at what's really that as a person that have some issues, what is the issue that they're dealing with that pertains to them only compared to the issue that everybody collectively is dealing with as a whole, right? But if everybody's dealing with the same thing as a whole, that's what it's like going to the restaurant. Can I get a little extra? Is that a little extra? No, let me get a little extra. Yeah, a little extra disability, yeah. Yeah, I crave it a little bit more than others, right? And, yeah. Can you mind? I don't mind paying for the extra disability, yeah. That's how you come across with the understanding. Like, how do we... Like, why am I used to define every disabled person for one? It's not realistic here. That's not free to the disability as a whole. Cause it's like, oh, saying, oh, yeah, okay, he created disability, you know. No, I'm not here to define disability as the space and the, you know, if people hear you define as them, that can give people a lot of anxiety, right? And some people feel like, all I wanted to be is just left alone. If you just not bother me for a little bit, just a little bit. Just leave me alone if I get my mind together. I can figure it out, you know, as it comes, I will figure it out. But those that go out their way to undermine and try to be empowered by taking advantage, and they don't necessarily want, you know, the actual position to take on that responsibility of people pinning them under spotlight and drilling them, then they would be not just crazy. They would be considered additional. They'd be additional. You know, it's like a side order of crazy. Like, they're not just a meal. They're like, okay, this is okay, an extra side. Like, this is an extra. See, some people, you can see people that sit are not crazy, and they do more crazy stuff than people that sit are crazy. Right? So if someone is considered crazy, and they do all the normal thing that you would think beyond that, and they still have to go through this scrutiny of being crazy because people want this kind of entitlement of pinning this label that they can actually come back to and see this person help them. Because you got to think about how many people in this world that's disabled that's doing more work, have more responsibility, have more commitment, and have more people looking for them to complete things that they can't do. You know, look at this. But see, this is a way for people to say, society, tell, I want something that we can be able to take care of disabled people in a way that they don't see what they're necessarily contributing as a service that we're both are on part of. Maybe a disabled person, a lot of times, are working more, right? So a disabled person shouldn't be treated like, oh, disabled, should be like, this is the service that this person, this lit, the least that this person can give to this person, based on all the things they do. You think about it, just the hundred people that was great of being helpful people, and they get disabled working hard. That's different kind of disabilities, man. Some people, they go disability for working hard. I mean, you gotta think about this. Disability, how it's labeled, it's not, you know what I mean? It's gotta be more defined moments and defined greatness in there. This is comedian, organic, okay? And that's my, this is my little take. And also, too, we have not been covering Talk Dude and him having an attractive woman.
Well, I guess we need to basically deal with that. Let's put that a little bit like on our next
one. Talk Dude, you take care.
You too. Well, thank you all for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, the show that's all about self-revelation, self-idealization, self-actualization, and self-preservation. Check us out. We're on the web. We're also here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please get involved. Thank you. Good night.